Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Results in the U.S. commercial auto insurance segment continue to deteriorate. That according to a new report from AM Best. The segment recorded a net loss of $5 billion in 2023, and initial results for the first 6 months of 2024 are tracking below the prior year period. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to explain some of the factors behind this trend are Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Analyst Chris Graham. So David, can you walk us through some of the underwriting results that you've seen?
Yeah, sure, John. So unfortunately for the insurers of commercial auto insurance, the results have been subpar for the last several years. Looking back over in our report, we talked about results of the last decade. And as you mentioned, in 2023, saw a $5.5 billion underwriting loss, net underwriting loss for the industry. Over the last 2 years, 2022 and 2023, the underwriting loss has been almost $9 billion, $8.7 billion. So we've seen commercial auto insurers continue to struggle trying to write this line successfully. And what we've seen in general is that over the last 10 years, we've seen written and earned premiums continue to increase as companies have tried to address rate adequacy. But at the same time, incurred losses have actually increased by more than we've seen the premiums increasing. So that's just, again, led to the net underwriting losses. If we look at the net combined ratio, like one of the key metrics we look at, 2023, the combined ratio was 109 and it was 105 in 2022. So again, companies are paying out more than a dollar for every premium dollar of premium that they take in. We've continued to see things going, unfortunately, in the wrong direction through the first half of this year. We've seen that on a direct basis, the incurred loss has been about 1 point higher in 2024 than it was in 2023. So again, we're unfortunately seeing results continue to trend in the wrong direction. We know, and as we talk to our rated insurers, that underwriters are taking different actions to address, trying to put different underwriting initiatives in place and trying to address rate adequacy. But to this point, unfortunately, the commercial auto line has just consistently been unprofitable.
Now, the report references the drop-off in driving during the period of COVID-19. Is that a trend that is completely in the rearview mirror?
Well, I think what we've seen, John, is that I think we've kind of all settled into a new normal, right? Obviously, post-pandemic, a lot more people are working from home. So that remote working has taken, people generally staying home more. So that's taken some automobiles off the road. But at the same token, people are also depending more on things like online shopping. And so that has increased the demand for more commercial entities to put commercial trucks, any of those delivery, delivery vehicles or those companies that handle that part of the business, they've gotten much more demand. That demand has skyrocketed. So you see those vehicles out on the roadways a lot more. So I think that's been counteracting. Like I said, it's created a new sense of normal that we'll see. In earlier this year, the U.S. Transportation Department put out a report, and it said that the overall, in total, miles traveled in the U.S. actually surpassed pre-pandemic levels. So I actually think, that whole post-COVID thing is definitely in the past. And like I said, the new normal that's settling in, if we see there are actually more vehicle miles traveled in the U.S. in 2023 than we've seen in past years, I think we're definitely seeing that in the rearview mirror. And so what that does is just, it's making commercial auto insurers have to deal with, the businesses that they're covering. They're just having to deal with the actual new exposures and risks that these companies are facing in this new normal to try and address and put in place underwriting initiatives that are at least addressing, in some cases, the loss frequency and severity issues that are prevailing in their books of business to try and produce better results.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Chris, what are the factors driving the challenges for commercial auto?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me. There's been a lot of social inflation that's probably garnered the most attention over the past 10 years. Nuclear verdicts in courts have been driving a lot of the severity going up. And that's not something that can really be reversed. Once a jury award has been confirmed and set, that's a precedent in that area. And no plaintiff attorney with a similar case is going to come in and settle for less. If anything, they'll push for more. So that's been a big one, the social inflation. There's also been a driver shortage. And, this creates some pressure on the drivers to maybe drive longer than what they, than what they're used to. We're not talking about the large national, the long haul trucking firms, which have regulations on it, but, maybe the shorter haul where drivers are doing an extra shift or, something like that. And there's also, a lot more inexperienced drivers. That's another one. You look at, we all know, what it's like, when a 16 or 17 year old first gets their driver's license, on private passenger auto. Well, an inexperienced commercial driver is going to go through the same things. The accident frequency is just higher because you're getting used to new types of vehicles. So that these things are pushing up, and when you combine the stress that's placed on the drivers with what's going on in courts, it does create a problem for the insurers.
And I think, and if I may, I think also, and I don't know how much of it we touched on in this report, but just the issue overall of distracted driving. I think we've seen more reports, and again, post-pandemic type results where we've seen on average speeds that drivers are traveling at have been higher. I think some of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has had some reports on that. So if we're seeing on average people traveling at higher speeds, so again, from a loss severity standpoint, when accidents do happen, that can increase the loss severity. Plus, from a distracted driving standpoint, all the navigational tools and those things are in these new, whether they're the commercial or private passenger vehicles, are great, but utilizing them sometimes takes obviously the concentration away from the actual the driver just focusing what's on the road. So I think that's played a part in some of the distracted driving numbers that we see in terms of distracted driving contributing to some of the losses that we've seen on a more frequent basis, both on commercial and on private passenger vehicles. So I think that's also played a part in what we've seen in terms of some of the negative trends.
That being the case, what should insurers anticipate going forward, Chris, especially in the way of severity and frequency?
Well, severity, like I said, the social inflation is somewhat embedded now in the loss costs. That's not going to abate in any sense. Also, when you look at some of these, the newer vehicles with all these, onboard electronics, they're more expensive to repair. So, that's, and every new year vehicles, there's new technology. So that's going to be pushing up the severity as well. Frequency, to David's point, yes, the distracted driving, that doesn't seem to be going away. He mentioned that, vehicle miles traveled is back to, or even surpassed pre-pandemic levels. Road fatalities, as much as they are down in 2023, are still much higher than they were pre-pandemic, even on a per mile basis. So the frequency is up as well. And with the roads being more crowded, it's going to continue. The number of fatalities is going to go up for driving, whether it's personal or commercial. And that's just going to bring about more severe accidents, right? That I shouldn't say it's going to bring about. It's a sign of more severe accidents for all the reasons David mentioned. So, this is what commercial auto insurers are fighting. They also have to deal with, for a lot of them, it's not their main line of business. If you look at the top 20 insurers in our report, for most of them, less than 30% of their commercial book is in commercial auto. So it's not a major focus for them either. If the rest of their book is profitable, they might be willing to just accept the loss costs as part of doing an overall profitable book. So they might be willing to deal with these frequency and severity issues for that.
Right. And I think just, you know, his comment just brings me back to my underwriting days, where I know commercial auto as a line was definitely a tighter profit margin. So when you look at an overall account, the general liability, the workers' comp, the auto, the general liability and the workers' comp were generally the more primo parts of the accounts that you really wanted to get. Oftentimes you had to write the commercial auto with it if you weren't able to separate it out. And a lot of times, like I said, the margin on that was a lot tighter. So you'd make money on the GL or on the comp. Auto, you might be willing sometimes from an overall account underwriting decision. Insurers might be willing to lose a little bit. I think when you see those decisions kind of from an overall portfolio standpoint, you have some of the industry-related numbers that we've seen in terms of the underwriting losses.
And that's further supported by the results that we see by company. When you look at the companies that are focused on commercial auto, their results have been better than the rest of the market.
Thank you, Chris. David?
You're welcome, John.
Thank you.
That was Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Analyst Chris Graham. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.